Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Will Brinson is going to join us from CBS Sports. He is CBS Sports senior NFL writer. And he joins us right now, as a matter of fact, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Hi, Will.
What's up, guys? Hope you're doing well. Happy training camp Monday, whatever we're calling it.
We're not exactly sure down to the second, but we know it's coming up soon, Will. We're excited about it. As Browns fans, and riddle me this one. I've said this, and people think I'm nuts and don't like hearing me say this. I say the Browns could be significantly improved and win only 9 or 10 games and miss the playoffs, yet be an improved football team. It might be a year away from that Super Bowl contender rank.
I've drawn the ire of the city of Cleveland and Browns fans. My buddy Nathan Zagura, who does the Browns Daily podcast. I love people in Cleveland. I love Cleveland. I love the Browns. I think the Browns could win 7 games and be significantly improved and miss the playoffs. I think they can win 8 games. But here's the problem, is that the expectations have been built up to the point where if Cleveland does anything less than 12-4, a division title, and some kind of look at a playoff run, at a deep playoff run, people are going to be disappointed. And that's dangerous. That's a dangerous expectations for any team that isn't the New England Patriots. I get maybe you could include the Steelers even the Seahawks, right? I mean, the Seahawks have never won less than 9 games since Russell Wilson arrived, but it's not like they're penciling in 12 wins, a division title, and a look at the AFC Championship game. It's pretty wild to me. And I think the Browns have a great roster. John Dorsey's done a great job. There are question marks, though. You know, what's the deal with this offense? Is it, as I understand it, as Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com pointed out on my podcast, the Pick 6 Podcast, daily, can subscribe on iTunes, nice. Spotify, Google Play, wherever else you get. Podcast, he said shamelessly. We don't know what this offense is. Todd Monken and Freddie Kitchens are sort of building it out as they go and installing it on the fly. There could be some hiccups out of the gate. You know, Baker Mayfield's a stud, and he's going to be a superstar if he isn't one already. Doesn't mean he can't take a small step back heading into his second season after breaking the record for touchdown passes for a rookie in the NFL. The offensive line has a couple question marks. Freddie Kitchens, I think, is a great coach. And I think he's going to be a really good head coach, but he's also a first-year head coach, and there's a lot of added responsibility in-game that goes with that. So, to me, there are a lot of questions about the Browns that people seem perfectly willing to gloss over, and that gives me a little bit of pause when you start looking at the 2019 season.
All right, so, Will, I said all those things you said last week, and I got crushed for 4 hours. People just killed me. it's not that – to me, I'm like, if you're a Browns fan, you probably should just sit here, relax, enjoy what the roster looks like. Here we go, and Tennessee's first up the first week of the season for the Browns. But that's not what people want to do here. So, I mean, let me ask you this question. If you took the name Browns off of this roster and called them the Bears or the Giants, whatever, how would you look at this team? Does that make a difference? You know what I'm saying?
In a weird way, I think that it might make us a little more, I think it's like totally close to properly rated. They are overrated in the sense that not, when I say the Browns are overrated, what I mean is when you look at the Vegas odds for their win total and, their Super Bowl odds, their division odds, they're the favorites to win the division. In my opinion, the Browns' prices are inflated based on this offseason, the hype surrounding them, the fact that they're I coined it last year, America's new team. I mean, I think that they are the fun team to follow. This team has been downtrodden forever, and they've suddenly maybe put together a roster with a quarterback that everybody loves to get behind. I mean, I get it, but they're just the price is overinflated. There's a bit of a Cowboys factor here. You know, even if you it's weird too, because the Browns shouldn't be that way. If anything, the Browns should be undervalued. And So I think that if you change the name, depending on what you, like, if you change it to Titans, people would be like, this is a sleeper team. You know, they would be like perfect, 25 yeah. to 1 to win the Super Bowl. And people are like, all right, has Tennessee got something cooking there? I kind of buy into Tennessee as a dark horse to make a wild card run. Whereas with the Browns, for whatever reason, it's, hey, the potential Super Bowl winner. Right? 12 to 1 is just out of control, in my opinion.
Will Brinson joining us, senior NFL writer for CBS Sports. The defense hasn't been talked about a whole lot with the Browns, Will. Do you think they've improved enough, signing a couple of key free agents and Myles Garrett continuing to improve, that this defense could be as good as the offense, or is it going to be something that we're going to be struggling with all year?
Yeah, no, I think the defense has a chance to be really good. You know, Denzel Ward flashed in a big way last season. Myles Garrett is I think he should be one of the top 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 or whatever it is, defensive player of the year favorites. I mean, if he was like, I'd rather bet on Myles Garrett at like 10 to 1 to win defensive player of the year than the Browns at 14 to 1 or 12 to 1 to win the Super Bowl. It's more likely. You add all the pieces that they did this offseason, and there's reason to believe that defensive line is going to be doing some damage up front. You know, they got maybe an underrated group of linebackers. Christian Kirksey's a very good player. Secondary-wise, they got the talent there. Yeah, I mean, you're going through some scheme changes, but it's reasonable to expect a couple of the guys, you know, to take a little bit of a leap here. So I think the Browns' defense can be very good. You know, there's a chance it could be a top-10 unit. If that's the case, and the offense doesn't step back, then yeah, we are talking about a playoff team. But, you know, defense is weird in the NFL. You know, it's easy to be like, well, look at all the players they have on here, but then all of a sudden you don't get the bounces to go your way. Injury luck doesn't fall in your favor. You run into some good offenses early on, and maybe you can struggle out of the gate. I just think I would pencil them in as a top half of the league unit on defense. I would certainly include them in a sleeper list to become elite, but they might not be my top pick out of the groups I was picking from that range.
Well, when you look at the AFC North, and this is what I keep saying to Browns fans, and this is what I keep saying to myself in the back of my head too, that, you know, just because the Browns have this great team on paper doesn't mean anything. It's not like Pittsburgh's going to lay down and die when you walk inside the stadium and go, oh, the Browns are here. Same with the Ravens and even with the Bengals with a new coach. What does the rest of the AFC North look like to you?
Yeah, it's very sorry. My son's screaming about Nintendo in the background.
I have the same problem at home. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's trying to, like, I think I have like a couple more countries to hit before he's like mapped the entire globe on radio interviews and shrieking in the background. He's playing Kirby, which is not a game I even played as a kid. At any rate, I think the AFC North is interesting, right? It's a hard division to figure out because we have the Browns. In my opinion, if you're betting the AFC North, the best bet you can possibly make is the Steelers to win the division. I think it's like plus 180. I understand saying that in Cleveland is, heresy or whatever, but the issue is that the Steelers, who lost Le'Veon Bell and lost Antonio Brown, but didn't have Le'Veon Bell last season, just shouldn't be the non-favorite, in my opinion. I just think there's too much production over them over a consistent haul. You got Ben Roethlisberger. You got Juju Smith-Schuster. James Washington is a guy who can break out. James Conner and Jalen Samuels are going to replace him. Adding Devin Bush is going to make that defense a lot better. So I like the Steelers to win the division. I think the Browns can – I mean, look, the Browns can certainly win it, and it could be a very close race. The Ravens are hard to figure out because, you know, I don't believe that they're capable of running that offense that they ran down the stretch for an entire season. In my opinion, it just won't work. Lamar Jackson required too many carries. He's going to get too banged up. And if you look at their schedule that they faced last season, in that playoff run where Lamar Jackson started, they got to play like 6 of the 7 worst rush defenses in football last year in back-to-back weeks. And that's like hitting a Powerball ticket. I mean, it's just not going to happen again. Defensively, they lose to players, Eric Weddle, CJ Mosley, Earl Thomas in is a big plus for them. I just think there's a lot of question marks about whether Lamar Jackson in Greg Roman's scheme can make that leap in the second year. If he does, watch out for the Ravens.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.